Conservative? You bet. Controversial? Right again. It's time to squabble on the Jim Benson Show.
Which candidate will make it good for everyone?
But me, Kamara Ali. Kamara Ali. Yeah. But me, I don't like Donald Trump.
Why not?
Because he don't like us. Yes.
Trump. What if it's Trump?
No,
you be stuck in Tapachula forever?
No, that one.
What would you do?
That one is we are looking after election. If everything is changed,
we can
enter.
You want to enter?
I will enter, but if everything is changed, I will enter.
When would you enter? What's your timing? What's the timing?
Maybe after election.
After election.
Right after the elections?
No, you don't know what is happening after election. So after election, then you know that everything is good. Then we can enter.
Trump no saca todo de allá.
If Trump wins, we're gonna get kicked out of the country.
Kamala Harris.
Yes, I like her.
Si gana Trump, quita los beneficios a los inmigrantes. Si gana Trump, nos quitaría los beneficios que ha dado Biden a los inmigrantes.
El inmigrante va para afuera.
We know that if Donald Trump wins, all the migrants are going to go kicked out of the country.
Ahorita el 5 de noviembre.
We know that he doesn't win, so we can be able to go through. But if he wins, we're going to be kicked out of the country.
These are the latest horrors of tens of thousands of unvetted illegal aliens being helped with cash and many other forms of assistance, and determined to be allowed into the U.S. to cash in on hundreds of billions of dollars being stolen for taxpayer-funded social benefits paid to them by the Biden-Harris regime, illegally, I should say, because they are violating our own country's laws on immigration, willfully violating it and laughing about it. But as we will shortly reveal, they are just the tip of the iceberg of what is intended for America in terms of this insane and utterly unsustainable mass migration disaster. If the United Nations and the World Economic Forum, which Biden and Harris slavishly serve, have their way. And this would be the next few years, where you will hear later in this program that hundreds of millions more of these migrants pouring into the U.S. and Canada are intended to be welcomed. Remember, the World Economic Forum has said that we'll have to do a better job of welcoming a billion new migrants into our countries in the coming years. They're talking about the Western world. Soon there will be so many of these migrants wandering our streets and desperate for shelter and other sustenance our government will be incapable of providing. It's not hard to imagine that they'll be kicking down our doors and forcing their way to our homes en masse. And there will be no one to protect you. I understand these statements seem crazy and terrifying, but do you really think all this is not possible? In any event, in America, under the First Amendment to the Constitution, we're able to talk about such things, or we're supposed to be at least. It's called freedom of speech. And I would welcome further discussion. Anyway, hello and welcome to another edition of the Jim Benson Show, conservative talk radio addressing the issues that concern you here on the BBS radio network. One of the things that so upsets me these days is the fact that most of the media, virtually all of the legacy media, as well as much of the alternative media, talks as though we actually have legitimate elections. So many true conservatives in these last few days running up to November 5 election day, 2024, are pinning all their hopes on a Trump landslide or a red wave. That's a red as in the color red representing Republican engineering, not red as in communist red. My response to these hopes is, yes, remember we had a Trump landslide in 2020. And Joe Biden was installed in the White House. We had a red wave in 2022, and it was blunted and the election largely stolen. Regarding 2022, election integrity activist and retired Air Force Lieutenant General Thomas McKinnerty, who whom you'll see, you'll hear more about later, see and hear more about later in the program, has said in 2022 the deep state election fraud conspirators focused on the U.S. Senate races. The Republicans won numerous Senate seats, McKinnity said. They were stolen for the communist Democrats, as he calls them, who then took control of the Senate and have since negated almost everything the slim Republican majority in the House, U.S. House have sought to accomplish. We keep seeing and hearing about the supposed collapse of Kamala Harris's campaign, how support for Trump is surging, that the polls show this and the polls show that. Polls are often rigged, defective, and just plain wrong. Some say Harris is ahead, some say Trump is ahead. My point is, it doesn't matter. If they're going to steal the election for Harris-Waltz, none of the polls matter. The same vile gang of criminal conspirators are still in charge of critical state election operations this time as they were in 2020 and 2022. You've got Raffensperger and Kemp in Georgia, Michigan Secretary Tate Benson, no relation to me, and Governor Whitmer, the other Bill Gates, the Maricopa County Supervisor, running the 2024 election in Arizona, a state now, in my opinion, largely controlled by the Mexican cartels and communist Chinese-controlled criminal gangs. You have California, where the Democrats have just passed a state law forbidding requesting ID for people who want to vote. And on it goes. As one commentator on X said recently, where are our leaders? Why isn't there more being done to fight all this fraud? At least, that's what I'm asking. I'm not seeing a lot of it, but I'm not seeing everything that's going on. I know there are a lot of good people working to try to stop this stuff. And once again, let me be clear, I am in no way calling for any violence or illegality in response to the great evil our nation is facing with the criminal cabal substantially, but hopefully not yet totally, in control of our government and society. Don't fall into their trap and fulfill their hysterical predictions that Trump supporters are trying to violently overthrow the country after losing the 2024 election. The communist globalist element wants you to be duped into doing stupid, violent, illegal acts so they can use this as propaganda to turn the rest of the country and public against you. Don't fall into their trap or traps. Along with all the other reasons for never doing anything like this, violence and illegality are just plain wrong. And we still do want to follow the rule of law. That's what has made us different than so many other nations, imperfect as that may have been and is now. And you must be very careful about attending any rallies or demonstrations in support of freedom and the rule of law in our constitutional republic, what's left of it. These will always be also attended by numerous, usually paid, agent provocateurs intending to stir Trump supporters up and spur them on to commit violent, illegal acts. Just look at what happened during the January 6, 2021 riot at the Capitol in Washington, D.C. Rudy Giuliani has said there were at least 150 Antifa agent provocateurs masquerading as Trump supporters there while exhorting the demonstrators to illegally enter the Capitol. And again, in my opinion, one of the deep state's own, FBI Director Christopher Wray, reportedly said he doesn't know how many undercover government agents were in attendance at that event. The shocking thing about these past elections is that, as I said, we've learned our country has largely fallen to the communist left, communist China, and their allies. So many of our idiotic, fatally greedy oligarchs and with their money in China, and the so-called globalists pushing for totalitarian world government. The left, empowered by vast amounts of money from leftist radical billionaires and millionaires like George Soros, Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates, and the rest, has for many years now been working diligently to get elected and or have appointed radical leftist judges, secretaries of state, governors, and the like. Our judiciary is now, in my opinion, largely controlled, leftist controlled, or otherwise compromised through intimidation, blackmail, and other coercion. Even our Supreme Court appears to be so affected. The Supreme Court stunned so many of us after the 2020 election when the three Trump-nominated, supposedly conservative-leaning justices joined the High Court's Chief Justice Roberts, another supposedly conservative, and the three leftist judges, and refused to even consider the requests request brought by 18 states to halt the confirmation of Biden as president until allegations of so much election fraud in the election could be investigated. And this despite the clear constitutional issues involved, such as those enumerated by Section 1 of the 14th Amendment. How could these justices have done this to America, the citizenry, and their oath of office? These justices chose to abandon their responsibilities and allow the despicable communist agent Joe Biden be installed as president. For the life of me, I cannot understand this. Didn't they see they were surrendering America to an evil Marxist revolution that, if it succeeds, will see them and their recent rulings all negated? And that they were committing political and judicial suicide? Having gotten away with it scot-free in the past two elections, why wouldn't the criminals who got away with it in 2020 and 2022 do it again in 2024? And while there are now many dedicated and determined patriots working against all these electoral abominations, for me, it's uncertain whether we are not going to have yet another stolen election. And with it this time, the true end of America as we have known it. Something else I just cannot understand is how these leftist ideologues and their supporters can actually believe that America and the world will truly be better off with the end of this country as we have known it. Where in history, when totalitarianism has taken over, and that's what they're advocating, has there not followed mass murder, terror, and slavery? How could these imbeciles actually believe that they are going to ultimately be well off, free, and privileged under such a system? Or for that matter, that anyone else will be, save the few supposed elites, masters in control? And where have these masters of their populations not engaged in violent internal struggles resulting in many murders within their own ranks? When there is no rule of law, there is no law to save even those in charge. Oh, but not to worry, say the mentally ill, religious zealots of communism and other forms of totalitarianism. It's all going to work this time. We're going to merge capitalism and communism, and there'll be a true utopia on Earth. Of course, you just know it's going to happen. With all this in mind, let's watch and listen to the first of today's video clips. This one and a couple of others to be played later in the show are from recent episodes of The Alex Jones Show on Infowars.com, which, as a result of a staggering and totally unjustified, in my opinion, $1.5 billion defamation judgment against Alex Jones, part of the lawfare being waged against Trump supporters and conservatives, is about to be auctioned off. That's Infowars. It's about to be auctioned off and very possibly shut down right after the next month's election. I can go on and on about that, but we don't really have time in today's program. So let's get on with our video clip presentations today. As I stated, our first clip is from the Alex Jones Show, this one from October 10. You can still watch the full show from archives on rumble.com by typing the Alex Jones Show in your search box. This particular clip is just over 20 minutes long, but it pretty well lays out most of what I'm so worried about in the 2024 election. Correction. The video to be played is from the Alex Jones Show, October 21.
You can cut the suspense with a knife. 14 days, 12 hours, 24 minutes, 50 seconds, the most important election in world history. And now I want to talk about that right now. Okay, so everybody knows the term gaslighting, and it's when a bunch of people basically get around you and tell you something that you know is true isn't. And that works on weak-minded people, like a Jedi mind trick. It'd be like if you're watching me on television in a room full of people right now, and you say, Alex Jones is wearing a dark blue shirt, and he has a blue background. And you're in a room with 10 people, and they go, no, Bob, or no, Carol, or no, whatever your name is, Alex Jones is wearing a red shirt. You go, no, it's a blue shirt. And they go, you're crazy. And then when Trump saw the election stolen in 2020, and all the evidence is now proven it was worse than what we said, illegals voting, dead people voting, ballot box stuffing, keeping the polls going for days, you know, with ballots only marked for Joe Biden, with not even signatures being checked. Violating law, the judges said, we're not going to look at that when Trump would go file in court. They'd say, we don't have jurisdiction. The Justice Department, the FBI ran around when these different postal workers, multiple ones in Pennsylvania and other states, said, yeah, I was driving out of New York into there, and I pulled up and sat there for like 6 hours. Remember, the guy did press conferences, and I thought, this is weird, because he was watching all these other things being unloaded, looked like ballots being brought into this warehouse. She said, I'm going to look in the back of the mail. They had that authorization. He was also an inspector. He had that authorization. Opens it up, and it's all marked just for Joe Biden. And he goes, whoa, this is crazy. And then he does a press conference. The FBI comes and threatens him, but he's since testified to Congress and legislatures, and it's all confirmed. But then you've got illegal aliens in Michigan, Texas. I'm just mentioning the battlegrounds here. It's in all the blue states. As you know, that's how they took them over mainly. Texas, which is red supposedly. Michigan, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Arizona. You have the secretaries of state, Alabama, tried to take illegals off the ballot 2 weeks ago, and the feds came in and said, we'll sue you. So they said Friday they're putting them back on. And I've got all the articles. I've got news clips. I've got them admitting it. So they're saying in Texas, again, 3 weeks ago, and we have video from the Secretary of State and the statement saying, yeah, if somebody has a non-citizen ID, we're going to let them vote. And then you point that out, and the left runs around saying, they're insane. MTG's insane. You know, that trended one of the top stories over the weekend. MTG on the show Friday. She's on tomorrow. And she just said, I've got constituents coming to me, and they're sending her the messages where it happened, saying I vote Republican, and it flips it to Democrat. And then no sooner had she said that reports came in all over the country of the same thing happening. So we have illegal aliens and people that are dead and people that are out of district voting. Gallup and others a few months ago did big national studies, and they canvass illegal aliens, migrants, and upwards of, on average, 14%, some higher. A whole bunch of studies were done by not just Gallup, and they were 14% of migrants questioned said they have voted and plan on voting again. And you got Democrats everywhere saying, oh, we have initiatives for migrants, illegal aliens, to vote in our towns. And they go, oh, but it's only in local elections. Well, how many local elections aren't held on the general election or the off-year election? Almost all of them are. Every once in a while, there's a weird special election if somebody dies or gets in, you know, or resigns. So this is going on, as Elon Musk has pointed out, as I've pointed out, as Trump's pointed out. I mean, Musk was posting on X last week and over the weekend. I sent the crew the clips. I never got to them Friday. Guys, give me Friday's list. I think I'm going to do that today. Of congressional hearings in 2016, 18, 20, 22, 23, 24, where they have the elections officials and the experts and the professors up there showing all the machines getting hacked and showing the illegals voting and showing the dead people voting. So this goes on. We know it goes on. And they sit there and gaslight us and say, no, it's not happening. So here's some headlines. Elon Musk blasts dishonest Michigan SOS for having more registered voters on the rolls than eligible voters. Shame on you for blatantly lying to the public. So they, remember, always said it was crazy. You know, there's no ineligible people there. And then clearly this is impossible. And they admit, okay, they're ineligible. I've got the video clip on the news, but we'll fix it after the election. So in 2020 and 2022, they just said it's not happening. But now that Republican groups have gone in and paid the money to check the rolls, they go, okay, here's the proof. And they go, oh, well, we'll fix it later. Same thing in Arizona. Same thing in Alabama, same thing in Georgia, same thing in Pennsylvania. Are you starting to get a picture here of what's happening? So that's one headline. Here's another one. Yesterday we learned Michigan has 500,000 more voters registered than voters, and they won't fix it until after the election. Today we learned Michigan won't know election results until the day after the election. In 2020, we saw CCTV footage of vans dropping off tens of thousands of ballots at 3 a.m. with no poll watchers, and Biden's vote spiked up overnight. We must stop the Michigan steal. And who's the secretary? You know, who's the governor? Who's the attorney general? All Soros people. Here's another clip. Since when are 25% of Georgia's voters located overseas? What the hell is this BS? Georgia Secretary of State says 75% of vote totals will be reported no later than 8 p.m. on election night. What we will be waiting for is the overseas ballots that come in no later than Friday. And they told you 2 weeks ago on 60 Minutes, oh, Pennsylvania is going to take days and the Republicans are going to get violent. Really, who said that? Marjorie Taylor Greene pushes claim Dominion machines are switching votes to Democrats in wild Alex Jones interview. And then they're all like, we're going to sue Alex Jones. We're going to sue her. I just had a congresswoman on to say what her constituents are telling him. You're allowed to do that. That's free speech. Oh, but they don't want it looked into. Biden says he's concerned about what they're going to do. Biden warns election may be violent. Remember that 3 weeks ago? And now here's some of the other headlines. DNC announces initiative. Innovative six-figure investment in Democrats abroad to ensure engagement of key voters living outside the U.S. Oh, people abroad. 25% of Georgia lives abroad. BS. Look at this headline. Voters in Georgia, Texas, and Tennessee report voting machines flipping their selections to Democrat. Federal judge prevents Alabama removing non-citizens from voter rolls. Same thing in Texas. Just saying, hey, you got an ID? It doesn't have to be a U.S. ID. It doesn't have to be a citizen ID. Just vote. Michigan voter rolls inflated by 500K. State says it has no issue with clean rolls. Arizona case to reveal 200,000 voters with no proof of citizenship will proceed. Trump says 21 million illegals in the country. I think that's just under Biden. Harris. And it just goes on from there. But they're desperate. Obama to join Kamala Harris on the campaign trail, just like the lip reader found. Oh, yeah, she's in trouble. Yeah, we're losing. Man, she's not strong. Don't worry. I'm going to go help her. Lizzo at Harris rally. If Kamala wins, the whole country will be like Detroit. She thinks Detroit's great. Detroit got some cool architecture and things, but it's definitely depressed. And it goes on from there. So let's play some of the clips I mentioned here. And if you're a new listener, I noticed some of the comments last week because 3 weeks ago I covered it. 2 weeks ago I played the clips from the news. And then when I mentioned it, I still see comments going, Texas Secretary of State didn't say people with non-citizen IDs can vote. That's not true. Yeah, it is. You want me to show you the articles or videos again? Go look it up yourselves, okay? Unbelievable. Yes, it's really happening. I know it's unbelievable. I understand that. It's true. Let's play clip six. Michigan won't know election results until the day after the election. And then I want to play clip 10. Georgia's Secretary of State, 75% of the vote totals will be reported no later than 8 p.m. on election night. What we're waiting for is the overseas ballots that come in no later than Friday. So let's pull up the November calendar 2024 on screen for TV viewers before I play these clips. Let's pull up the November 2024 calendar and let's look what day election day is in 14 days. And then let's look when the Friday is. See, they're already getting you ready. Remember what they said before. Don't worry, it looks like Trump's going to win 4 years ago. But it's a red mirage. Pelosi said, no problem, we'll have the votes. And boy, the key battlegrounds, magically it came in and Biden won. So there's November 5th, Super Tuesday. And so they're going to play their games and block the windows and claim that a water main broke that didn't happen and kick everybody out on the night of the 5th. And then they've got that evening, overnight into the 6th, 7th, 8th. So they've got 3.5, 4 days for their shenanigans to make sure, again, when they kick the Republican legally their election watchers out and they block the windows up. Who told them to do that in Arizona and Michigan and Pennsylvania and Georgia and a bunch of other places? And then, oh, we've stopped counting. Things are closed. And then they get the surveillance footage. And it's people sticking ballots in. And then Giuliani says, that looks like fraud. Then they sue him in a key jurisdiction and win $80-something million. Okay, so, what are they doing? Saying, oh, the election center's closed in Atlanta, Fulton County. You can't look through the windows. It's closed. And then people subpoena the surveillance footage. And they're in there working all night. And then if you say that's bad, what was the Giuliani ruling? $87 million, I forget. For defamation. Here, let's look it up. What was mine? $1.5 billion for doing things I didn't even do. But if I did the things they said I did, it's First Amendment. And then Dinesh D'Souza, you can do this, anybody can do this, buys the cell phone data randomly of the people in a couple of Pennsylvania towns where all this stuff went on. And they track the people going dozens and dozens of times to safe houses, getting their ballots, and then going and sticking them in drop boxes while they take a photo of each one to get paid. And it's all the same procedure in Arizona, in Pennsylvania, in Georgia, in Michigan. And they did it in Texas, too. They did it everywhere. And they do enough of it, they'll even take Florida and Texas. I'm sorry, I said 70. So I was going from memory. No, it was Trump was like 5 million, and then was it 80-something million for saying he was innocent and didn't touch a woman who had no proof? Not allowed to say he's innocent. Well, with Giuliani, it was 148 million for talking bad about those election workers that said the water main broke and that they stopped counting and then people subpoenaed. And what are you doing? Well, they weren't doing anything. I understand. Okay, fine. So, this is the intimidation, this is the brainwashing, this is the garbage of the system trying to intimidate you, and then Marjorie Taylor Greene comes on Friday and says, I've got constituents saying that the votes are getting flipped to Democrat. She says, I'm looking into it. I don't know if this is accurate. And then the media misrepresents and says, MGT and Alex, or MTG and Alex, say that Dominion's stealing the election. Say that, nope, she said she's getting those, and then other reports came in. We're allowed to say, hey, we're getting these reports, we're looking into it. But we know the illegals are voting. We know people in the names of dead people are voting. We know out of district are voting. We know they're saying 25% of the votes will come in, and Georgia won't know for 3.5 days, and Pennsylvania is saying the same thing, and Michigan's saying the same thing, and Arizona's saying the same thing, and Wisconsin's saying the same thing. And we've shown you the graphs of Michigan and all these other battleground states, overhead shot. Should have told, guys, pull up the classic election graphs from 2020. Election graphs, you know, where here's Biden in blue and here's Trump in red. Here's Trump. Here's Biden. And any normal election, you know, it tracks like that. But, oh, bloop. Biden goes bloop in Michigan. And in every other state, it's just so magic. Bloop. Straight up lines. That doesn't happen. Because even if you're in a Democrat district, you're going to get some Republican voters. Nope, not here. No, sir. And you can even see how they rest. Pull that back up. I mean, they're in there running those ballots through for by over and over and over again. Then they run the computer and check. Oh, my God, Trump's still winning. Okay, get back to work. And then. I mean, look at Michigan. Look how ridiculous that. Blow up that graph right there. Straight line. They stop. It isn't enough. God, do more. It's almost done. Hurry. 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 Trucks are pulling in. Meanwhile, they're telling the press, it's all closed. We're not counting. Sorry, can't look through the windows. Everybody out. Hurry, hurry. Like, instead of bailing water, they're like bailing ballots into the machines. More vans are pulling in. Oh, but there's no fraud, and two men can have a baby. And Kamala Harris, she won the primaries. You know, she got votes. Oh, wait, she got zero votes. Well, that's all right. That's okay. I mean, people that would smuggle 325,000 kids, the Border Patrol says it's more like a million, but that's what they know of, that they had, that they then send off to just whoever takes them, in many cases, no paperwork. They would never steal an election. These people are nice folks. They wouldn't do anything wrong. So, that's where we are. Now, I'm not going to predict they're going to steal this from Trump. We've gone over a lot of the research, a lot of the background, and we know that even if they're stuffing ballots in the names of dead people and illegals, and folks moved out of district, that they only have so many bullets in the gun. In fact, let me show you this graph, and whatever I show you, they can basically pull up the actual graph. But if you look at Florida and you look at Texas, they were both the same. You've got in 2020, and the same thing in 2022 in the off-year election for Congress, and then the state and local elections, you've got the Democrats here, and you've got DeSantis right here, the Republicans. And as the evening goes on, you start seeing the straight line go up. But at a certain point, the straight line stops because they run out of people. And I'll do it better here. So here's the Democrats in Texas. Here's the Republicans. And then later in the evening, it just goes boop, boop. So you see the artificiality that's being dumped in ballots purely for the Democrats, for Beto O'Rourke and others, and bloop, not enough. So then they reload, bloop, not enough, bloop. And then Ted Cruz barely wins, and the Republicans barely win in Texas. Do you really believe that? But see, what happened is they ran out of bullets. So it was the same thing. Democrats are down here, and then bloop, 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 but they don't make it because they run out of that database that Zuckerberg got them of the dead people and illegals and, you know, the names to be able to have the illegals and others go out and vote in. So if they can steal it, they will steal it. And they are going to try to steal it. That's my summation. People come here for Tomorrow's News Today. I don't think you need Alex Jones to tell you that. You know that. The purest way to know how somebody's going to behave is their past actions. That's the most accurate way. And they got their back against the wall. They're total crooks. They're going for broke. They're engaging in all sorts of crimes, you know, to raise money, money launder, you name it. They're manipulating and censoring, and Google won't send out voting alerts to Republicans, but only does it for Democrats. That's a fix right there. You got the other big tech out there censoring everything. This is one hell of a fight. And they were barely able to steal it last time because voter turnout was not as strong as it should have been for Trump. I am predicting Trump and the American people will override this if they don't kill Trump in the next 14 days. And I'm going to say this again. He becomes president-elect. That's when they start the civil unrest and the wars, because they're still going to be in control and he's not going to be the president yet.
Alex Jones is hoping that voters can override all this fraud being committed by the immensely powerful forces arrayed against us. And these include in powerful positions in our federal justice department, or should I say injustice department, including the FBI. Also the CIA and other elements of our federal, state, and local governments, etc. But Jones, like me and others out there, realizes that At best, we may have a contested 2024 election. Here's another clip from the Alex Jones Show. This one from October 14, I believe. The October 14 episode. It's about the UN plan for bringing an unimaginable 600 million migrants from all over the world to resettle in North America by 2045.
If you look at our live show headline today on X, it says it all. And it's the fact that Trump is absolutely right that if the Democrats continue to have their power, it's the same thing for Europe with the left over there, that our countries will be giant open-air migrant camps. They basically already are. Total invasion alert. UN officially calls for 600 million migrants to be resettled in the U.S. and Canada, Alex Jones reports. And I'm going to show you those documents. Now, these documents are from 2000-2001. They're on the UN website. I will show you the documents. You can go to the UN website. They're there. But if you talk about this and replacement migration, the ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, and others go out and get you banned. And remember when they had the ADL summit 3 years ago where they attacked me by name and said I'm a horrible person, they said we need to arrest. We need to arrest anybody that talks about replacement migration. So, here's the headlines, then I'll play the clip of Trump. The entire country will be turned into a migrant camp, Trump warns. Well, is that true? Well, look at already what's happening, 25 million. That's bigger than almost all the most populous states, like Texas and California, almost bigger than Texas and California. Muslim grooming gangs in the UK wiki page altered to say scandal is moral panic of the far right, even though it's admitted, even in small towns, thousands of little girls as young as six were sex trafficked and the police would work with them. A migrant arrested in Lyon for masturbating in front of children dressed in thong and fishnets. This is just today's news. But here's the documents. Flashback, UN document reveals plan to flood America with 600 million migrants starting in the year 2025 and being done by 2045. We have screenshots of all the documents and links to the United Nations in this article. But if they're able to take over InfoWars in 29 days, they've pledged to shut this down and kill it. You go, we'll just go to the Internet Archive. Oh, that's been taken down. May never go back up. Here's one of the actual UN documents. UN migration pact crumbles as attention drawn to disturbing replacement migration plan. Trump got us out of the treaty. The problem is Biden put us back under it. Here's one of the actual documents. Replacement migration. Is it a solution for declining and aging populations? UN.org. So they tell you kill your kids, tell you Westerners having kids is bad, and then bring in the foreigners they control. Here's a replacement migration document from the UN, Population Division, Department of Economic and Social Affairs, United Nations Secretariat, United Nations. And here it is. This is just the summary. You can go read the document. March 21st, 2000, 24 years ago. You can go read it for yourself.
Among the estimated 22 million illegal immigrants that have poured into the U.S. under the Biden administration, that is what is estimated by Alex Jones and others, although the official tally is around 10 million, but among those are including, that our government knows of, some 425,431 convicted criminals, including thousands of convicted murderers. I believe I saw the figure 13,000. And thousands more child molesters. This according to data released last month by the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. According to an article in the Blaze newsletter, it was also reported that, quote, there are 221,141 with pending criminal charges, including 15,811 with sexual assault convictions and 1,845 with pending homicide charges. Continuing the quote, as of July 21, 2024, there were 662,566 non-citizens with criminal histories on ICE's national docket, 13,099 criminally convicted murderers, end quote, according to U.S. Representative Tony Gonzalez of Texas. There is no doubt in my mind that Kamala Harris, her erstwhile master Joe Biden, and the criminal cabal that controls them actually wants these type of criminal illegal aliens flooding the country so it can be utterly destroyed and then transformed, transmogrified, into a place uninhabitable by decent people. Yes, this is madness and is denied by those promoting it, but what else can you call it with all the evidence for it? Amid all the clatter about the 2024 election these days, there's the usual speculation about an October surprise that alters the election. We may have already had that in these recent two hurricanes that devastated Florida and other states in the U.S. Southeast, a region strongly Republican. Would you believe it's possible our own, as I said, largely fallen U.S. government has been manipulating these storms as part of election interference? Now, it's not that I consider Alex Jones to be some kind of god, but it just so happens that his shows discuss a lot of things that I'm concerned about, as well as millions of other Americans. That's why millions of other people watch his shows besides me. The next clip is from the Alex Jones show, I believe, October 10. Maybe I got that wrong, but anyway. And it's a brief segment of a discussion with Dane Wigington of the website geoengineeringwatch.org. And deals with Wigington's claim that government weather modifications techniques are real and have been with us for decades, as well as those being used by other governments around the world. Geoengineeringwatch.org has produced a recent extensive video presentation on this titled The Dimming. You can watch it on their website or on their YouTube channel under the same name, geoengineering.org, as well as many other videos they have on the same subject.
All right, Milton is set to slam into Florida and continue to be a hurricane as it goes from the west to the east. They're saying it could be one of the worst hurricanes ever. Dane Wigington has been coming on my broadcast for over 20 years. And, of course, he had his background in solar energy and in working with Bechtel Power Corporation and also advising legislatures, governments, you name it. He's a filmmaker, author, geoengineeringwatch.org. He's the head of that, the preeminent group that goes with the science and the facts. So we can talk about the history of weather control and weather weapons, what's currently happening. Look at these two storms. The Democrats admitting it's going to disrupt Republican areas from voting. That's magically where it's all hitting. Both of these storms, geoengineeringwatch.org. Also, the big news broke in the last 2 days. Breaking: lawmakers briefed on weather modification tech conclude hurricanes, DOD-linked weather weapon deployed against American people. We're going to be talking to him about all of this here in just a moment. But first, I want to play a few clips of him recently talking about this. Here's the first one.
Yes. The question here is, how does this hurricane's path differ from others that we've seen? I've already had a lot of people call me from the Asheville area, talk specifically about the horrendous damage, and many of them pointed out that that is not Hurricane Alley, per se. It's not an area that normally attracts storms. Can you help us understand this?
Well, the bottom line is it was directed there, as the transmission recordings clearly show. They kept that moisture corralled there to deluge in the same location. So, again, these are patented technologies, and the fact that we have the entire so-called meteorological community denying that this is going on to protect their paychecks and pensions is absolutely criminal at this point. We know we have private defense contractors that are neck deep in the patents that manipulate these storms, Raytheon, Lockheed Martin. We know those two in particular do the weather modeling for the nation's weathermen, National Weather Service and NOAA. Again, both agencies have an illegal federal gag order on them. So at this point, this is an emperor has no clothes moment. That's the best description I can give for something that is so blatantly obvious and inarguable, can only be considered weather warfare at this point. And the fact that, again, the so-called science community is denying this manipulation is criminal. It's absolutely criminal, Colonel McGregor.
Okay. Now, our next few clips today involve the other big fear and concern I have for our elections and are segments from online discussions of the reported super secret CIA supercomputer system known as the Hammer and the elections interference program used with it called Scorecard, which the Chinese Communist Party reportedly has a copy of and has been used to flip probably millions of votes from Donald Trump and pro-Trump candidates to Joe Biden and allied candidates via hacking of U.S. electronic elections equipment in 2020 and 2022. I'm going to play these clips back to back, but first a little explaining about them. The first clip is from, I believe, just before the 2022 election and is from an interview Brannon House on frankspeech.com did with elections integrity activists, who I spoke about earlier, and retired U.S. Air Force Lieutenant General Thomas McKinnerty. They are discussing the Hammer and Scorecard computer system. This system is believed to have been used, besides to illegally spy on millions of Americans, but that's another story, in waging cyber attacks on U.S. electronic elections equipment in 2020 and 2022. General McKinnerty has said the system source code for this ended up in China. And he and others, including elections integrity activist Mike Lindell of frankspeech.com, have said it's been employed by communist Chinese cyber operatives, but probably also by those in other nations. I think they more or less stated as fact that's the case. And the alleged domestic spying operation was reportedly done by operatives here in the U.S., or at least it what it looks like. But all this remains to be verified with serious investigation if we can ever get that undertaken. The second clip is another discussion, this time, I believe, shortly after the 2020 election, involving an online radio program show called The Two Mics with General McKinnerty. Again, discussing Hammer and Scorecard and the election. And then switching to another clip showing a talk by a reputed former National Security Agency analyst, I think, discussing the Hammer and Scorecard again. If I understand it correctly, what I've heard General McKinnerty say, not on these clips we're going to show, but that government officials are prohibited from even speaking in public about Hammer and Scorecard due to constraints imposed on them by federal national security and secrecy statutes. You can find out a lot more about this on the website theamericanreport.org. The last clip is another discussion about the top secret computer system from just after the 2020 election, I think, when Lou Dobbs was still on Fox News Channel. As I understand it, all attempts to have our compromised government officials legitimately investigate Hammer and Scorecard and these alleged massive cyber attacks on U.S. electronic equipment elections, on U.S. electronic elections equipment infrastructure, have been denied, covered up, and ignored. If this is true, it makes you feel very secure and confident in our elections, doesn't it?
Joining me now is General Thomas McInerney. General, welcome back to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me, Brent. Good to be back.
Always a great honor to have you on. All right, General, I wanted to have you back on for a couple reasons, because you and I and Mary Fanning, the day after the election in 2020, that November, that very next day, I started interviewing you and Mary Fanning about Dennis Montgomery and Hammer and Scorecard. And immediately, we started being attacked. Now, you had been talking about it, I think, for a few years and warning about it. Mary had as well. Your friend, the late Admiral Lyons, had also been doing that. And yet, you guys, and then myself, when you taught me about this and I started interviewing you, were being attacked nonstop. I received, as I've said before, phone calls from three different people that I know, all retired from the intelligence arena. And all of them tried to tell me over the course of a few weeks, don't talk about Hammer Scorecard. It's not real. You're going to make a fool yourself. You're going to ruin your 30-plus year career. This is all crazy. It's all fake. Dennis Montgomery is, you know, all kinds of horrible things they would say about him. Well, now we find out that there's a gag order on the guy. Well, first of all, if there's a gag order, why would they put a gag order on a guy that's saying crazy stuff? Wouldn't they just let him talk? But number two, we now find out that Mike Lindell, at the Moment of Truth Summit in Springfield, Missouri in August, pushed the button and filed the paperwork to have that gag order lifted, in early October, part of that gag order was lifted, and Mike is going to be able to use some of that information from Dennis Montgomery, and I guess Mike now owns a part of that company or owns that company now, will be able to use some of that information in his lawsuits with Dominion and these companies. So all that being said, I wanted to get you back on because here we are now almost 2 years ago. 2 years ago this November, you and I started talking about this together. Like I said, you and Mary were talking about before. But how can people continue to say we're crazy if the courts are acknowledging this guy's got information? And oh, by the way, we're not going to unseal the other information. Well, if it's crazy and conspiracy and not true, why would the government even be involved, much less continuing to keep in a gag on part of the information, General?
Precisely. And the fact is, once we get that information, I think it's vital what Mike has done and the effort he spent on it. And it's crucial that Dennis release this now that the gag order is lifted and release it because it shows, number one, Brandon, that the election was stolen in 2020. That's what Dennis's information on the election shows, that it was stolen. Now, why are they trying to cover this up? Because they're still using that program, Hammer and Scorecard. It's a special access program. I was never in briefed in it. I've gotten all my information on open sources when Dennis Montgomery became a whistleblower and testified, and Mary and Alan Jones have documented that extremely well, and my kudos to them. And that's why it is so critical, because we've been talking about this 23 months, fundamentally, more than that. And it's 19 days now to the election on 8 November. And it must come out before that because they're going to use it again. They are going to do it again and steal another election. Now,
for instance, the theft of Hammer and Scorecard, a top secret special access program that the CIA had listening to radical Islamists. And 2 weeks after President Obama was elected, it was moved from CIA headquarters to Fort Washington, Maryland, and started listening to U.S. citizens, a major violation. So we now had an impeachment, and now this election. This is World War III. Any person who's got a brain bigger than a shrimp can understand that this was a corrupted election.
The hammer and the application that works with it called Scorecard is designed to change votes on the fly, as they are reported by tallying locations in all precincts and counties, whatever applies to your state, as totals are reported via the internet. The data is grabbed in real time, changed, and sent on its way. And this happens in microseconds. I'm not going to go into the technical details of how that happens. Just realize that the data is changed so quickly in the favor of whatever candidate it's told to favor that no one notices a delay and just accepts the total. And this has been going on in numerous states, to include battleground states, during this whole election. And it is still going on.
The Justice Department is involved in this review of the election.
Well, I'm delighted to hear that. I think there are any number of things they need to investigate, including the likelihood that 3% of the vote total was changed in the pre-election voting ballots that were collected digitally by using the Hammer program and a software program called Scorecard. That would have amounted to a massive change in the vote that would have gone across the country and explains a lot of what we're seeing. In addition, they ran an algorithm to calculate votes they might need to come up with for Mr. Biden in specific areas. I think that explains what happened in Michigan, where the computer glitch resulted in a change of votes of about 5,500 in favor of President Trump, just in one of 47 districts. All those districts need to be checked for that same, quote, software glitch, end quote, that would change the result in Michigan dramatically. The same thing is happening in other states. We've had hundreds of thousands of ballots mysteriously appear for solely for Mr. Biden, which is statistically impossible as a matter of mathematics. It can all be documented. We are putting it into materials that we will file in federal court, and we need to seek relief in multiple states to enjoin the certification of any election results.
Recently, we've seen the, in my opinion, very crooked Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger tell the legacy media, the leftist-dominated legacy media, that Georgia will be able to count 75% of all votes cast in 2024 by the end of the election day. And that, incredibly, it'll take more time to count the remaining 25% coming in from overseas voters or out-of-state voters. Really? Do you realize the absurd lie he's stating here? I mean, that's how I see it. 25% of Georgia voters reside overseas or otherwise out-of-state? Then there's the crooks in Arizona's Maricopa County telling us it'll take up to 13 days after the 2024 election day to count all the ballots. From what I've seen, these people are obviously owned by the Mexican criminal cartels and communist Chinese-controlled gangs smuggling the deadly synthetic opioid fentanyl into the U.S. It looks to me like the whole state of Arizona is virtually controlled by these criminals smuggling the deadly illicit drug, which has killed some 300,000 Americans. It's undisputed, according to Peter Schweitzer, author and president of the American Accountability Institute, that the business partner of the Chinese gangster known as White Wolf, who reputedly set up the Mexican Sinaloa cartel with a fentanyl smuggling operation, that this business partner made a $5 million interest-free forgivable loan to Biden family members, which they never paid back, of course. Seems to me this would be a big factor in why Joe Biden and his underling Kamala Harris are keeping the U.S. border wide open and doing almost nothing to stop this madness. These deep state operatives must be laughing at us Trump supporters and the rest of the American people and proceeding, just as they did in 2020 and 2022, to rig and steal the 2024 election and see that the communist globalist puppet and radical leftist Kamala Harris is installed as president of the United States. Gregory Stenstrom, author of The Parallel Election and the recent article, The Council, Who is Running America?, has predicted that no matter what happens, the deep state conspirators and their minions in the rest of the U.S. establishment will claim that Harris won the 2024 election. This leads me to the conclusion that, at best, we'll have a contested election. Stenstrom contends the U.S. Supreme Court is not controlled yet by the deep state. I'm not sure about this, as I said, since the four supposedly conservative-leaning justices stood down and joined with the three radical leftist judges in refusing to even consider the request by 18 U.S. states after the 2020 election to investigate allegations of massive fraud, election fraud. If this happens again this year, what will become of us? What will become of America? If it's true that the U.S. Supreme Court is truly not yet controlled by the communist globalist dominated deep state establishment, then our only hope will be for all the supposedly politically independent justices to stand up and obey their oath of office and serve the Constitution and the American people and get involved in seeing that we have a proper and unbiased investigation of the massive fraud that's sure to be perpetrated on the American people next month. What can you do? Again, don't let them trick you into doing anything violent or illegal. But we must stand up ourselves and, if what I fear is going to happen, demand peacefully and legally that the truth be uncovered about the election. And believe me, my friends, I would absolutely love to be proven wrong about all this. that I fear, that I so fear, and that we actually have a truly free and fair election. But honestly, do you really believe that will happen? Well, that's it for another show. This very last show of mine before our so very critical 2024 election. As always, we hope you found our content of interest and value. You can watch and/or listen to a podcast of today's show when it's posted shortly here on the Jim Benson Show pages at bbsradio.com and elsewhere on the internet, including YouTube, rumble.com, and Apple Podcasts. Look for us again 2 weeks from today at the same time slot with another show. Have a good rest of your day and evening.